The morning sun climbed up, bright and very clean now. Robert walked to the shop, his stride very sure today. He pushed the heavy door. The scent of the iron was the best smell in the day. Virginia walked behind, her bag over her shoulder. She took her pill today, a ritual of the morning. "Are you ready, V?"
"I was born ready, Dad. The forge is waiting. The metal is cooling. We have a lot to do. We have orders to fill. Honest work for them. Honest pay for us too." They reached the furnace. Robert lit the pilot, the fire blue and steady.
"It looks good, Father. It feels like a start. A true start this time. No thorn to stop us. No games to play now. Just the metal and us."
Virginia smiled at him. "I like the sound of it. I like the future now. It feels very solid. It feels very towers." She picked up a hammer, the steel heavy and cold. She felt the weight of it, the balance of the life. She was back at the forge. She was back in her home.
"Let us strike it now. Let the work begin, Dad."
The ring of the anvil sang out in the morning. The sound of the family. The sound of the victory. They worked in a rhythm, a dance of the workers. The sweat was a blessing. The heat was a comfort. They were alive and well. They were together at last. "This is our legacy now. This is our real crown. Something we build alone. Something we keep true." The morning moved along. The work was perfected. They did not tire today. They had the new fuel. They had the new heart. They had the new hope. "It is perfect, Virginia. It is perfect, Father. We did it, we really did. We survived the night. And we won the day."
"Yes, we did, my dear. Now let us keep it up. One day at a time, Dad. One day at a time, Jin."
They looked at the fire. They felt the warm glow. The saga was continuing. The towers were winning. The future was bright. They were home at last.